All right, it is Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. Did you have a good weekend, Dan Cook?
I had a pretty good weekend, yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's fine. Yeah, my weekend was great, too.
I would say mildly above average.
It's fine.
Yeah, I'll take that most weeks.
No storm damage for me. That's a win.
Yeah, that's definitely a win.
Story in the Star Tribune that has me thinking about young people and driver's licenses. Do people not care about getting a driver's license anymore? Because, and especially teenagers, because my teenagers, as soon as they turned 16, they were having their driver's test. They could not wait to get a driver's license. And I get the sense that today, kids don't care as much. And I don't get it. What's your experience with this? 651-461-9226 if you want to weigh in. Because to me, when I was a kid, getting a driver's license was such a big deal. It was the passport to freedom. You could go where you wanted to go. You didn't need to ask permission for everything. You didn't need to burden your parents with, like, picking you up at 11 o'clock or driving you to some practice or whatever.
It was absolutely that freedom element. And it was also like one of those mile markers on the road of life, right? That this was just a thing that you did. And it was assumed amongst my friend group anyway that you tried to get that appointment to get that driving test on your 18th birthday or your 16th birthday because you wanted to have that license in hand as soon as humanly possible. And it does not seem like young people treat it that way.
Doesn't seem that way. And part of what made me think about this was the number of people who missed appointments for exams. Almost 50,000 missed appointments, according to the state. 50,000 missed appointments. What? Like, there is no way I would have missed an appointment. No way. And what they've changed is they're charging twice as high of a no-show fee. So if you blow off your appointment to take a road test, you have to pay $40. It used to be 20. I think it should be 1,000. Like, what are we doing? It is so difficult for parents to get an appointment right now. It's so difficult to get kids in. To think that 50,000 appointments are going with people just not showing up, I don't understand it, and it makes me wonder if the kids just don't prioritize it, if it's not that important. Rick is in his car. Rick is called in on the CCO talk and text line. Rick, do you think young people maybe just don't care as much?
Well, I think a lot of them have other expenses. It's expensive to get your driver's license and get a car. I know I couldn't wait to get my license, but I didn't get mine when I was 16. My dad had three of us in a row at Creighton, and I waited till I was the oldest one, too, so it was a little tougher on me.
Yeah.
I waited till I was a little over 17. I had to get my own car and my own insurance because, like I said, there was three in a row, and
yep.
And my dad was the only one that worked, so I understand it. But, no, I agree with you. I think a lot of kids, they don't care right now. It's not a priority for them. And they have, I don't know what their other priorities are, but
Same thing to me, Rick, that your dad did to you. I was the oldest of four, and I was ready to take my driver's license test on my birthday, but he wanted me to wait until he renewed his insurance. Because then I could be added without like an adjustment in the cost. So like I had to wait until July because Dad was trying to save a couple of bucks. And then when I did like get added to the insurance, I did have to pay for it. But you're right. It was a lot cheaper. Back in our day when we were added to the insurance, it sure was a lot cheaper than it is now.
Yeah, my first car was a real beater, and it was only $175, but it ran for about a year.
It did the job. Good stuff. Thanks, yep. Rick. I appreciate it. Texter says people book multiple appointments in case they don't pass, and then they don't cancel the extra appointments. I do wonder if people treat it a little bit like the way they treat restaurant reservations, where like you just want to have a bunch of options and then people are so inconsiderate that they don't go into the system and cancel it. But these are other, you know, the state had said that part of what they think is going on is the fact that you have to book. Well, so here's the thing. Before that, before 2022, you could book a test 6 months out. And if you're booking 6 months out, I could see how life comes up and things change. Right now, if you're booking for a driver's test appointment, you only get to see a 30-day window. So if you book within 30 days and you forget, you're an idiot. Like, no driver's license for you. It's just outrageous. Jeff's in Sauk Rapids. Jeff, what do you think's going on?
Well, I can't keep track of it, but are these Gen X, Gen Y, Z? What are they?
We're on Z at this point, yeah.
Z at this point. There's just something wrong with those people. They're defective.
Mm, yeah.
That's all I can say. There's just something wrong with them.
But maybe it's the parents. Maybe it's the millennial parents that are the problem.
Well, it could very well be, which is why their kids are defective. It probably started with the millennial parents.
Which is more fun for a boomer, to blame millennials or to blame Gen Zers?
Oh, gosh, all of the above.
Yeah, it's all very satisfying.
You can have so much fun with the different iterations.
Very good. Thanks, Jeff. Yeah, I mean, it's all a win. Texter says, I'm 25. And it was everything when I was 16. If you were 17 with no license, it was almost weird. Yeah, and I wonder if it depends, like, where are you a city kid or a country kid, if that's different? I don't know. I just notice young people don't seem to care as much. And if you have somebody in the friend group that drives, well, I got, you know, so-and-so will pick me up. If you're a girl and you got a boyfriend who he drives, you're like, what do I need a license for? Texter, I'm definitely of the era that got their license on their birthday turning 16. My kids were COVID kids and they just didn't seem very concerned about the fact that they didn't have their license. Socializing has changed so much that the kids got used to not going all the time, you know, going. Yeah.
I was just going to ask
really interesting
how much of a role the pandemic played in all this. A, when you saw all of the, you know, bat bleep crazy drivers on the road during the pandemic, that would intimidate anybody who's not used to driving a car. I mean, some who are used to driving a car.
Yeah.
And due to the change, you know, you couldn't go hang out with your friends, right? So you developed other ways, mostly online, of interacting socially.
Yeah.
And then just
I bet
car
that
didn't
is part
become
of it.
Such a big deal.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. Another texter says that some of this is maybe because kids get driven everywhere by their parents. Oh, man, I had not considered that. But when you mention it, that is so true. When I was a kid, oldest of four, mom could only drive. And my mom was a stay at home mom, but she could only drive so many kids to so many places. So like I'd have to bike to baseball practice if my brother got a ride. Like, it just was sort of, you were on your own. And when I had a summer job, like, the real reason I wanted to get a license is I had a summer job that was maybe 3 or 4 miles from my house, and I rode my bike there. But, like, my summer job was at a swimming pool. So when you had a storm that closed the pool early, well, I would just get a ride from somebody else and leave my bike at the pool. But it was a bit of a production, so when I got the chance to get my driver's license, I was like, let's go. Jackson, Minnetonka. Jack, thanks for calling. What do you think's going on? Are young people less interested in getting their license?
Well, you know, when I was a kid, in order to see your friends, you had to get in your car and drive to see them. But now they're on social media. They can do FaceTime on their phone, and they can, from their bedroom, they can visit with their friends, you know, kind of in person, and they don't need to get up and go anywhere.
Yeah, and maybe they're not working as much. Another texter says these kids aren't working at a job, so maybe they don't need to drive as much. Interesting.
I don't know. Do you need a license for the electric scooters that they have downtown or not?
some of these people clearly have never taken a driving class of their life based on the way they're flying around on those things. No, I don't.
Yeah, I grew up on a farm. I had a license when I was 14.
Yeah. 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 It's so interesting. It's so interesting to me. Thanks, Jack. Appreciate it. Yeah, I don't know. It might be the electronics thing. It might be another texter said maybe it's the environment, like that her daughters and her friends don't want to drive because of the environment. I would just say if you're that worried about the environment, like, come on. Like, you're what? I mean, yes, like driving has an impact on the environment. If you're 16, I guess maybe if you're 16, you're more worried about the environment than if you're 50. Or maybe you got a little too much brain rot for having too much nonsense shoved down your throat on TikTok. I don't know. 419, let's break. Dan's got a Monday message in just a minute.